You're listening to SBS News.
A royal commission has begun in Brisbane, seeking to answer if the Commonwealth Government was recklessly indifferent to the legality of its robo-debt scheme. It began in 2015 under the Liberal National Coalition and used an automated process to compare a person's annual income to payments from Centrelink. The scheme resulted in over $750 million being wrongfully recovered from over 380,000 people. Kath Madgwick says her son Jared had been suffering mentally in May 2019. He was about to default on a $5,000 loan when he received a robo-debt notice for $2,000. A short time later, he took his own life.
This is very important to me, to be here to get some accountability and to ensure this doesn't happen to another mother. I'm not against the government getting payments back that are overpaid. It's the way in which they do them.
The first witness giving testimony under the name Amy says she received her robo-debt just as she finished university, moved out of home and started her first full-time job. She told the commission despite faxing 71 pages of bank records to the department, she was continually told a debt against her would be raised.
I think it's an outrageous thing to do to people who are just trying to get about their lives and have a bit of support, and to have a debt hang over your head is for a young person is a frightening concept.
Mistakes the commission heard could have been avoided. In his opening statement, counsel assisting Justin Gregory revealed an email chain from December 2014, before the robo-debt scheme had even begun. In the email, the department's debt strategy team sought internal legal advice, asking if a debt amount derived from annual smoothing or smoothing over a defined period of time is legally defensible. The department's in-house lawyers responded, "In our view, it may not be derived consistently with the legislative framework." Justin Gregory, Royal Commission Senior Counsel, says further policy advice also cast doubt on the robo-debt process.
He completed his advice with the observation that the DHS proposal to use smoothed income, quote, could cause reputational damage to DHS and DSS.
The hearing heard other advice was sought over subsequent years, but despite a change in language, it did not dispel doubt raised over the lawfulness of the scheme. Former department officials will be called to give evidence this week. Abby Dinham, SBS News.